Virginia Federal of Orange presents this year's final installment of Letters to Santa Claus. For the past month, Mr. Postmaster and Miss Message have been on hand to read Letters to Santa and Christmas stories. We'd like to take this time to thank everyone for writing. The letters will be sent by special courier to the North Pole, so they'll arrive just in time for Christmas. Let's check in on this evening's mail now.
Merry Christmas, Eve, 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 Mr. Postmaster.
Eve, Eve, Eve?
Well, sure. Tonight's the 22nd, and tomorrow's the 23rd, and Sunday's the 24th. So it's the eve of the eve of the eve.
Why, so it is. And because we close our post office on Saturday and Sunday, this is our last night for letters.
But that doesn't mean it's the last chance for someone to write a letter to Santa Claus.
Oh, no, it sure doesn't. Because, matter of fact, you can write your letter on Christmas Eve and Santa still has time to get it.
The magic tele-elf teletype. Letters get sent to Santa while he's on his way in his sleigh. Lucky he has Baba, his secretary elf on board, along with Izzy, Bizzy, and Mizzy, the computer elves, to keep things straight.
Kind of. I chuckle to think of it. It really sounds crowded on board, Miss Message.
Well, the elves are small. Miniaturization is the buzzword these days. Microprocessors, itty-bitty elves. The whole works fits inside a shoebox.
How do you know so much about this, Miss Message?
I read it in the company newsletter, of course.
The company newsletter? When did it come? I've been looking for it for days.
Well, here it is. I guess it got stuck in the bottom of Sam's sack. It's dated December the 15th. Lots of interesting stuff in it, too.
Hey, let me have a look. Look at this, Miss Message. Chester, the news elf. You remember Chester, Miss Message?
Mm-hmm.
Well, several years ago, he married Bon Bon, one of the doll makers, and they've just had a baby.
Well, isn't that nice? Just in time for Christmas,
uh-huh.
too.
Yeah, and Wigsby? You remember?
Oh, of course I do.
Yes, your poor old Wigsby. He's been sick again.
Oh, dear, what caused it? He certainly has fragile health.
Let me see. Continued on page 2. Ah, well, it's another case of euphoria.
Did Dr. Deedley do his duty?
Deedley did. Looky here. It says, it was nip and tuck for a while there.
But Dr. Deedley gave him a little nip and tucked him into bed, and Wigsby was well in no time.
Ah, the annals of medicine.
Oh, and look, here's all about Santa's missing sleigh.
Uh-huh.
Lucky it was found in time. Susan and Jim Poole of Rapidan found it in Middlebury, Vermont.
Sure were a lot of people looking for it. Well, now it's all set for the big trip, and we better have a look in our mailbag. Any letters, Miss Message?
Quite a few here.
Boy, I'll say. Look at this one, would you? Here's one from Amy Sacra. Says, Dear Santa, how is your wife? Is she all right? Are you doing what she says and being a good Santa? Well, Amy, the word is yes, indeed. And says Amy, how are your reindeer? I hope they're all right. Santa, I would like a Dancerella, Snoopy's Doghouse, Hungry Hungry Hippo, Trail Tracker, Malibu Barbie, and her speed bike, and maybe a snow jet. And I'll leave you a snack on the kitchen table. Love, Amy Sacra.
Here's a nice typewritten one from Tommy Clough.
Gosh, it sure is nice looking.
Nicely illustrated with a Christmas tree, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Tommy Clough writes, Dear Santa, I would like for you to bring me Star Wars action figures, electric play and playback organ, trail tracker, mountaintops hideaway, and guns and holsters. Love, Tommy Clough.
Very nice, Tommy. Santa will like that in the rush of things to be able to read it so easily, although Santa is the world's greatest expert when it comes to reading children's handwriting. You wouldn't have any trouble with Lisa Gaines's letter either. Dear Santa, writes Lisa, I'd like a doll, a piano, and a surprise, and some candy, and I will leave you some coffee and cake. Love, Lisa Gaines. And please bring my mama and daddy something, and my sister, too.
Well, nor would Santa Claus have trouble with Anne Marie Yancey's handwriting.
Boy, that's nice.
Dear Santa, I love you. I hope you give me what I want. I want a superstar Barbie, bonkers, blip, too. I've been good, Santa. How is Rudolph, the elves? I'm getting excited. I'm sure a lot of people are,
yeah.
Anne Marie Yancey. Merry Christmas.
And look at the house she's drawn. I wonder if that's her house. I bet it is. A big red roof and a bright moon outside.
Right.
Here's one from Sharon Gibson. Dear Santa, my name is Sharon Gibson. I've been trying to be a good girl. What I want for Christmas is a watch and clothes and boots and the doll Tuesday Taylor. Well, I'll leave you some cookies and milk, and that is all for now. Bye now. Bring Mom something, too. Your friend, Sharon Gibson.
Here's a really pretty one written in blue ink from Yvonne Lumsden. Dear Santa Claus, my name is Yvonne. I'm 3 years old. I've been a good girl this year, so will you please bring me Snuggles, Whoopsie, Stretch Armstrong, Stretch Monster, some clothes, and a bike with training wheels. I'll leave you some cookies and milk for you and your reindeer. I hope you and Mrs. Claus have a happy Christmas. Love, Yvonne Lumsden.
Very nicely written, Yvonne. Have you got that last envelope over there? This one is it? I've got, all right, we've got two or three. How many in that last envelope there? Gosh, two or three? All right. Read this first letter, and then we'll get to the last envelope.
Okay, this is from Elaine Graham. Dear Santa, I'd like a payoff machine and a superfection game and a Happy Days game and the Hardy Boys mystery game and a blip game. Love, Elaine Graham.
Elaine likes games, doesn't she? Here's one from Wendy Thurman. This is one of these last ones that just got in the post office today. Dear Santa, for Christmas, I would like the following items: Bugs Bunny camera, doll, and guitar. I love you. I will leave a candy cane for you. P.S. Please bring my cat a present. Merry Christmas. Love, Wendy Thurman. And down below, she's drawn a picture of the manger and has written beside it, "For God so loved the world that he gave his begotten Son," which comes from the 3rd chapter, the 16th verse of the Gospel of John.
This letter is from Trey Thurman. Dear Santa, I'm 5 years old. I would like to have a Batman, Robin, Batmobile, Lone Ranger, Silver, Big Loader construction set, and a trail tracker. Love, Trey Thurman. And Trey has enclosed a portrait of Santa that says, "Merry Christmas, Santa Claus," up at the top.
Well, Trey, we'll just pack that in Sam's mailbag, and Santa will be delighted to see that. Now, Miss Message, it is story time around the Old Corral. We're the last of the stories from the children at Prospect Heights Middle School. And this is a play which was written by Kathy Cummings, who's an 8th grader at Prospect Heights. And I'm going to have to take a lot of parts, and you'll take some parts, too. You be, you be Martha, and I'll be everybody else.
Okay.
There's Santa Claus and Clara and Scotty and Martha and Mrs. Laker and Mr. Laker and three little elves. This seems easy distribution there. Okay, the scene opens as Clara and Mrs. Laker and Scotty are in the living room talking about Christmas. The time is around 10 o'clock at night, and Martha speaks.
What does Christmas mean to you, Mother?
Oh, it means opening presents and sharing good times with your relatives.
Oh, I don't like doing that. None of my relatives like me.
Why, Martha, don't talk like that. And Scotty says, "Martha, you're hurting Mother's feelings."
Well, it's the truth.
All right. Now, don't talk about it anymore, okay?
All right.
That's Martha and Scotty speaking together. Then Mrs. Laker says, "Martha, it's time for your bed."
Okay. Good night.
She gives her a goodnight kiss. Scene 2. Mr. Laker, Clara, Martha, and Scotty are Christmas shopping. You'll have to imagine some noises of the Christmas shopping going on. This is a very imaginative story here. Well, Martha is mad because she had to come. It's 1:30 in the afternoon, and Mr. Laker speaks. "Martha, stop pouting. What did I tell you before we left the house?"
"I can't help it, Daddy. I don't like going Christmas shopping. It's stuffy in this place."
Clara says, "Now, Martha, you know you like Christmas and the shopping and presents."
"No, I don't. I hate it."
"Well, I guess everyone has his doubts. But, Martha, it won't be long until Christmas is here."
"I know, and I dread even remembering it."
"Well, I should say you're mad about something. Do you want to talk to Daddy about it?"
"No, there's only one person I could talk to."
"Oh, don't cry. Who is that, Sugar Plum?"
"Santa Claus."
The next scene, Martha is in her room. She is crying. This is the hard part for me. All of a sudden, three elves come in, and it's around midnight. There she is, sobbing and crying, and the elves say, "What's the matter, little one? Why are you crying? Are you upset?"
"Well, I want to talk to Santa, but everyone says I'm too young.
Why? Who said that?
My parents.
Don't cry. Guess what you're going to do, we're going to do for you. We're going to make sure Santa talks to you tomorrow.
Oh, would you do that?
Yes, tomorrow night, say all three elves. And the next scene is the next night. And the three elves come, and Santa is following them. Again, it is midnight.
Oh, Santa, it's you!
Oh, Martha, why are you upset?
Well, everybody told me that you weren't living, and that I was too young to talk to you.
Why, Martha, I especially came down here to cheer you up. I like you. You're a nice person, Martha.
Oh, Santa, why, thank you.
Now do you like Christmas?
Boy, do I. And now I know you're always going to be my very best friend.
Oh, Martha, thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, Santa.
Now, it is Christmas Day, and the children are opening their presents. It's 6:30 in the morning. Mrs. Laker and Clara and Scotty are all there. Mr. Laker is there, too. Mrs. Laker says, Martha, I thought you didn't like Christmas. Or opening presents. Or going shopping, says Clara and Scotty. And Mr. Laker says, Now, all of you leave Martha alone.
Well, I decided to like Christmas. I think it's fun.
Why did you suddenly start to like Christmas?
Well, it's a secret that I wouldn't like anybody to know.
And her eyes are twinkling, and she goes and looks out the window, and she sees Santa. Going over to the window and putting it up, she says,
Merry Christmas, Santa. And thank you for everything you've done.
Merry Christmas, says Santa Claus. Merry Christmas to you, and you're welcome. See you next Christmas.
Martha closes the window, and back in the living room, Scotty and Clara and Mrs. Laker are not there. Mr. Laker says for Martha to sit on his lap. Martha, Santa was talking to me outside and told me everything you two talked about, and I think you're the sweetest daughter any daddy could ever have.
Oh, Daddy, I don't feel pity for me anymore. I know that you, Mother, and Clara and Scotty all love me, and I'll try to be a better person and try to love everybody. Daddy, can I tell you something?
What is it, Martha?
Merry Christmas, Daddy, and to everybody in the world.
Well, Martha and her family had a very nice Christmas. Every Christmas, Santa Claus and his three special elves were always there to talk to Martha every time to see how she was doing. Well, says our author, that's all I had to say. I hope you enjoyed this little Christmas play. And also,
Merry Christmas to everybody who heard this story.
The end. Signed, that was written by Kathy Cummings in the 8th grade at Prospect Heights Middle School. Well, that was quite a workout for us, Miss Message.
Yes.
You got the last story here now.
This is the very last story of the 1978 season, and it's entitled What is Christmas? By Tim Morris of the 8th grade at Prospect Heights Middle School in Orange. This is the story about a 7-year-old boy who has a lot of questions about Christmas. He's in bed talking to himself. Boy, he says, Christmas has a lot of mysteries. I wish somebody knew everything about Christmas. Somebody who could tell me what all the customs are and how they started. Maybe there is someone who lived through all of them. But how many were there? When did it start? What is it? And why did it start? Anyway, nobody could ever live that long because Grandpa always tells me about the Christmases he had with his grandfather. I guess it's just impossible for one person to tell me all of that, but I sure wish there was. There is, my boy. What? Who are you? I am God, the ruler of all things. You can't see me. Nobody can, except my son Jesus, but everybody will see me on the judgment day. Why, you must be the person they talked about in Sunday school, said the boy. Yes, I am. Some people have always talked about me because I created the world and everything in it, God told the boy. Wow, how'd you do that? The boy asked. Well, let's not worry about that right now, replied God. I've come to talk to you about the questions that are puzzling you about Christmas. I can answer all of them. But before I do, I want to ask you this. What does Christmas mean to you? God asked. It's presents and toys and gifts and everybody is together and happy. Well, I'll tell you what Christmas really means. Christmas is the time of carols, generosity, and good spirits, of goodwill toward men, and of sacred rites and social customs commemorating the birth of Christ. the traditions of Yule trees and stuffed stockings, holly wreaths, presents, and toasts are centuries old. "Who is Christ?" asked the boy. "Christ is my son. People call him Christ, Jesus, Messiah, and many other names. I chose a name above all others. Jesus," God answered. "The reason for Christmas is to remember the birth of my son. My son, Jesus, was born almost 2,000 years ago, in a stable in Bethlehem by a virgin, Mary. I wanted to have somebody who could teach and walk among the people of the earth. So people chose to celebrate the birth of my son. They picked the date December 25th. The customs go on with many legends, all a part of tradition. Many people celebrate Christmas in different ways, in different countries. Some countries light candles. Let's start talking of some of your questions about Christmas." "Well, who is Santa Claus?" the boy asked. "Santa Claus is a legend. The legend of Santa Claus is of a fat, jolly, and bewhiskered soul who travels by reindeer from his toy shop at the North Pole. Santa Claus was originated in the person of St. Nicholas, Bishop of Myra, who gave to the poor." "Why do we have a Christmas tree, God?" asked the boy. "That is another custom that goes with Christmas. The first Christmas tree is associated with St. Boniface? Yes. Mm-hmm. Who named the fir as a holy tree after Christ after he had cut down an oak tree, an object of pagan worship. Now, do you have any other questions?" "Yes. Do you know of any other customs that I don't know of?" asked the boy. "Yes, I do. Kissing under the mistletoe is an old custom associated with Christmas. The Yule log is another. The Yule log was lighted on Christmas Eve as a climax to the Christmastime festivals in Europe. Holly and ivy decorated the walls. I'm going to leave you now, but remember this. Christmas is a time to remember the birth of my beloved son, Jesus." "Wait a minute, come back. Where are you?" "I'm right up here, son," the boy's mother called. "It's time to get up. Today is Christmas." "Oh, I must have been dreaming," the boy said. "You must have," his mother replied. "Let's go downstairs and open your presents." "Before I do, Mom, will you find the Christmas story in the Bible and read it to me?" "Sure, son. But why? I had an interesting dream. I want to start reading the Bible more." "It's okay with me, son," she said. "Good. I think this is going to be the best Christmas ever," replied the boy. What is Christmas? By Tim Norris.
And Tim Norris is in the 8th grade at Prospect Heights Middle School. Tim, that's a very nice story, and I want to thank all of the students in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grades at Prospect Heights Middle School for their very fine work in writing the stories for us. Thank you so much, and we wish you all a Merry Christmas. Well, it's about time to close up, Miss Message. Our tree's all decorated, holly here and there, and here's a present for you. I hope you like it.
Well, shall I open it now?
Well, if you want to.
Well, I don't know. It's still a long way till Christmas. Here's a present for you. Oh. Want to open it now?
Well, okay, why not? It's only once a year. Hey, it's a record. Let's play it.
Yes, friends and neighbors, it's a recording made by Sam the Courier Elf and the boys in the back room at the North Pole. And here, for your listening enjoyment, Sam and the boys sing, "I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter."
Oh, wow, that's lovely, Miss Message. But wait, didn't I give that to you a couple of years ago?
Well, it's hardly been used. Aww. And besides, I gave it to you first, back in 75, I believe.
You know, this job is beginning to affect your reasoning powers, Miss Message, or your memory, or something. Actually, it's nice to have this record. I think I lost my other one. And thank you. Now, for you...
Another record?
No, read the card.
Let's see. This entitles the bearer to witness one performance by the Singing Dogs.
And here they are! Look there, can you see Toby?
Oh, there she is!
Yeah, and look, there's Hustle, and Bustle, and Muscle, and Liza, and Weevil, and Tommy, and...
And Timmy, there's and Timmy. Yeah. He's the soprano.
Uh-huh, they're all there. Great, sing on. Don't know who that is playing guitar. Let's see. I didn't know Liza could play guitar.
Well, there she is.
Sure.
Living proof.
Beautiful.
And is that Toby shaking the tambourine there?
Mm-hmm, that's it. She does that when she wants her dinner.
Bravo, that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh, I believe they get better every year.
Every year?
Mm-hmm. You gave me a performance by that same group 2 or 3 years ago, Mr. Postmaster.
Oh, you're right. We're both beginning to get a little forgetful in this message.
Mm. Oh, another thing we've almost forgotten about is the time. Look.
Wow, we are a bit behind our time, aren't we?
Quick, let's pack things up here.
Okay, all right. Yeah, okay.
The last letters of the season.
There they are.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That's it. All right.
And I guess that does it for another year. Oh, I'm sorry to see it end.
Well, me too, Miss Message. But now it's time to go, and I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and so long for now.
Same to you, Mr. Postmaster. Good night, and God bless us, everyone.
Good night. We'll see you again next year. Letters to Santa Claus is an annual Christmas feature on WJMA, presented with best wishes from Virginia Federal on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. So long, Mr. Postmaster. See you next year, Miss Message. Merry Christmas to all. And be sure to remind Rudolph to polish up his nose extra bright for Sunday night's ride.